I hate gift giving and receiving.
Receiving gifts is so weird. What do you say? Thank you?
This is Coffee Convos with Kale Lowry and Lindsay Chrisley.
I really want you to be in your feels, Kale.
That does not interest me whatsoever.
I feel very attacked by you.
A spirited discussion about motherhood, friendship, family, and life in the public eye.
I'm just not with the fakery anymore.
There's a fakery bakery around here.
Here's Kale and Lindsay.
Hello, Coffee Convos listeners. Can you guys hear my dog?
What was that?
I was singing It's a Gloomy Day. So I was on, that was an alto, not a soprano. I was being an alto. I'm recording from my home office today, and I have one of my dogs in my home office next to me. And so if y'all hear huffing and puffing and hard breathing, it's not me. It's my dog.
It's definitely you. I have a couple of questions for you. The first one is, how is your shitting going?
Not good. It's not going well. Oh, it's wow. It's very not well. So do you know what it's like to calmly walk through an Amish market looking for a bathroom, but be calm and not look suspicious?
Pardon?
Because yesterday after the kids got out of school, I went to this Amish market that I haven't been to yet. And they have like homemade ice cream or whatever. So I got ice cream and the kids got ice cream. But I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, because I'm lactose intolerant and immediately had to shit. And I was like, oh my God. So I calmly walked. We were on our way out. We were ready to leave. And I was like, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom. So I had to calmly walk back into the store and not be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't. What is that TikTok? And then it carried on through the night. It was fine. And then I got the kids to bed or whatever. I was getting Creed ready for bed. And boyfriend never comes upstairs when I'm getting the kids ready for bed. Like, he just doesn't. And so I thought, like, now is a good time for me to also blow up the toilet. So I sat down. he comes upstairs and he's like, babe. And I'm like, get out. I was like, get the fuck out. Like, I don't know what you're doing up here. Like, why, when I decide to blow up this toilet, you want to come up here? But get the fuck out. And
oh my God. Did he hear you?
I hope not. I mean, it wasn't loud. So thankfully, it was literally like piss out of my asshole. So I feel like it was fine. Yeah. So I don't think he heard it. It probably just sounded like pee, but also like I didn't want him to smell anything or, you know.
Stop. I feel and like also, those shits are the loudest.
It sounds like really heavy pee. You know what I mean? And Creed, he repeats everything. Like, when I tell you everything, so I'm like whispering, I'm like, shh, mommy has to poop. And I'm like, I thought that he was going to be like, mom poop, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, fuck, you know? But I was like, shh, like, don't. I can't. I am going to go see a gastroenterologist, and then someone else told me to see somebody for like my pelvic floor. So I'm going to do both and just see what happens.
What does this have to do with your pelvic floor?
So they said that when I try to hold it, like normal people can clench their asshole together and not shit themselves. But like me, you got a solid 60 seconds before I shit my pants.
Oh, so like it's a blowout.
Yeah. So she was just saying, and like, I also pee a little when I like laugh really hard or sneeze. So they were just saying, like, in our Coffee Convos Facebook group, they were saying like to go see both. And it's probably not a bad idea. I could definitely use some help in those departments.
Wait, this might sound so ignorant, and it's definitely going to sound ignorant when I say this, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a weak pelvic floor, does that mean you're loosey-goosey or no?
I mean, maybe.
No. Oh. Kristen just comes in and goes, no.
Well, people keep getting me pregnant, so I would say no.
Well, But that doesn't necessarily mean
it means it's good and they don't want to pull the fuck out. You know what I mean?
Your pelvic floor is what makes you pee yourself when you cough and sneeze after having kids or jump up and down.
Wait, are you in this episode or are you on producer mode?
Oh, I'm as a guest right now, but they can edit me.
Oh, okay. No. You should be in right now. Give us the long history lesson of the pelvic floor.
I learned this from TikTok because it was all over my TikTok page. But apparently your pelvic floor weakens every time you get pregnant, but it has nothing to do with, like, the tightness of the vagine.
Okay. It's so just you, like, could still be – you tight. Could still be so tight and have a loosey-goosey pelvic floor.
Yeah. And then you could, like, be peeing yourself all the time, or in Kale's case, I don't know if that relates, but shitting yourself all the time. And you need, like, rehab for it.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine the headlines? It's like Kale Lowry in rehab. And it's like, yeah, in rehab because my fucking pelvic floor is loosey-goosey.
Wait, so – Kristen told me that other countries, like some other countries, they get like after they give birth, they get like pelvic floor therapy, but we don't. Yeah. I was telling her yesterday, I said one of the teachers at the kids' schools had her baby and literally came right back to work. And I'm like, I literally can't even imagine when I gave birth at home in 2020, my midwife was like, don't go downstairs for 6 weeks. And I was like, Karen, I don't think that that's like sustainable. Like I can't, but they really focus on the mom's recovery in after birth. But you know what?
I feel never... like that's a whole issue within the United States. Just.
Oh yeah.
Period. We could go on a long tangent about this.
Yeah. But before we move on, I want to tell you that over the weekend,
feels like it
really, really nice weather. And I decided that I was going to sun my asshole.
Huh? Wait, huh?
I wanted to sun my asshole.
You peeled apart your asshole?
No, sun it. I wanted to sun my asshole.
I know. I'm asking you, did you fucking peel apart your butt cheeks to sun it?
Yes, I thought, yes. So boyfriend took the kids fishing and I texted him and I said, hold on, let me find it because his reaction was so fucking funny that I have to post it.
Oh my God. I can't even believe what I'm hearing at this moment. Like, I feel like you need to read whatever you said, but I also feel like you need to go back and give us the background of how you came about the idea of trying to bleach your asshole with the actual sun.
Okay. Well, first, this was on Saturday, and I texted him, and I said, hey, I'm going to be sunning my asshole when you get home, so just let me know when you're close so the kids don't see me. And you know what he said? He said, okay, babe.
Wait, what?
He just said, okay, babe. He didn't even question
it. Why did he think – that tells me a lot about the relationship because, one, he knows that you're a psychopath. Like, he's so okay with it. Like, it was like a normal occurrence of something that you would say. Like, hey, no. First of all, if I sent someone a text message that said, I am sunning – my asshole, so please be aware, they would ask me what the fuck was wrong with me.
I know. That's why it was so funny because I was like, when he got home, I was like, why – you didn't even question me. And I was just laughing and he's like, what's funny? And I was like, why didn't you say anything? And he was like, well, what am I going to say? No. Like he didn't – he was just like, okay. Like he didn't even ask like, what is that? Or like, what does that mean? He just said, okay. So then literally an hour later, he was like on our way home. So I found out about perineum. Kristen, how do you pronounce it? Perineum?
Perineum.
Oh, I'm so glad we have Kristen
on.
Perineum sunning This is like an ancient practice, and it's supposed to like help your sex life, and it just perineum tanning, for those who are unfamiliar, is exposing the area between the anus and the scrotum or vulva to direct sunlight. It's also called...
Shut the fuck up.
But there's supposed to be like some things that
are... No. Back up. Back way back up. Okay?
Okay.
You woke up. Mm-hmm. You knew about this.
I saw it on a show.
And then you all of a sudden were like, oh, I'm going to try to bleach my asshole today.
No, it's not bleaching. Sun. It's supposed to help, you know, just 5 minutes a day will leave you like, it's supposed to like leave you energized and also help your sex life.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. So, wait. Did you do this on a regular chair? Like, how do you your places?
I didn't actually do it because I don't have my fence is not up yet and my trees are not fully grown. And I didn't want, like, the people of Hartley, Delaware to, like, drive by and see me with my ass cheeks spread open.
Plus, but, what if you were out there doing that and your legs were behind your head and hot neighbor like pulled into his house? I'm like, so alarmed by this, but wait, can you tell me, and then I'll move on, but like, can you tell me how you actually practice this method? Like, are you supposed to be on a regular chair? Like, are your legs behind your head? Like, how?
The way that I envisioned myself doing it was like on a yoga mat, essentially doggy style, like literally face down, ass up, and then you just spread the cheeks a little bit. Or I was thinking I can lay on my back and do knees to chest, like I'm getting a wax.
Kale, it's called downward dog, not doggy style. Oh.
I was just going to let her keep going.
Yoga mat, like downward dog.
I was going to just do it doggy style. Oh, my God. Okay, no. So we evidently both alarm people over text messages over the weekend because this person –
what was yours?
It was not a boyfriend that this text went to, but Jackson and I were out late, like burning midnight oil. We were like, you know what? School's almost out. We can just do whatever the fuck we want. Okay. So I get this text and it's from this person and it's like, y'all home. And I said, nope, ran into a DUI. Oh. Person immediately comes back and goes, what? Like, I know this person was thinking that I got a DUI.
Who got the DUI?
This person, this random stranger on the road got a DUI. And I'm like, no, I'm not home because we ran into a DUI. Like, we saw it. There was traffic, like, whatever.
Oh, okay.
So then they're like, what?
They were about to see you on TMZ.
Yeah, okay. You know, as if enough stuff's not going on. And then I was like, traffic is stopped for a DUI. This person just goes, only thing they go is Jesus.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Like, the fact that this person thought that I got a DUI is alarming. It's like, you know that I just left with my precious angel in the vehicle. Like, why would you assume that that was going on?
No.
So, boys had sports this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We had just football on Sunday, and then we had a baseball game last night. But I was at the field on Sunday from 10 a.m. until almost 4 p.m. because Lux plays in the morning. But because the field is like 45 minutes from my house, I don't come back home. And then Lincoln played at 2. So I was there all day and I have sunburn. Like, if I turned my camera on right now, you would be like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. Kale, I'm so glad that we are not currently like in a sport. It's been so nice. I mean, Jackson still plays basketball every single day of his life. Like, he's found what he loves and he wants to play, go to the court every single day. Never fails. Like, 4 p.m. rolls around, he's had enough time to get home, check Fortnite, get a snack. And then he's like, okay, I'm ready to ball. so I love that. I love that he's found something that he absolutely loves. My weekend and my coming up weekend probably aren't going to be that great because if anyone follows me that's listening to this on Instagram or from Chrisley Knows Best or follows my parents or my siblings, you know that my parents are actively defending themselves in a federal trial right now that's going on in Atlanta. And in this season of my life, I just feel like I want to be an open book. And I had this conversation with Kristen before I came on this recording because I feel like there is a duty to what we do to be transparent and be as transparent as possible, but also be able to feel those emotions and go through the things that we go through in life privately. However, because of media, sometimes that just feels like it is not afforded. And as much as I do love Coffee Combos community, I love the Southern Tea community, I love our Instagram communities that you know, jointly follow us at this point, I feel the need to really focus my time with being with my family right now. When this episode airs, you guys are going to hear the first part of my bullshit. But I will be testifying in court. I could use all of the prayers for those of you who pray, for those of you who don't, uplifting thoughts from our little kitty gang. And I am going to let Kristen and Kale take the rest of this episode. And I'm sure Kristen can take my place of all of the fuckery that I provide to these episodes, and I will be back to regular scheduled bullshit very soon. And I love you guys, and I love you, Kale, and I love you, Kristen, and everybody who is listening.
Well, we love you back, and you know that you have our full support in anything that you need. Take as much time as you need. The kitty gang will be ready for your bullshit when you get back.
I'll try and do you a service.
Please, please do. I love you guys, and I will hopefully be back next week.
From curling and straightening to hairspray over bleaching, we've all done some damage to our hair over the years. I know I personally have. So if you're like me and struggle to have longer and thicker hair after years of damage, you have to give Vegamore a try. Vegamore has transformed my hair. Their holistic approach to hair health uses smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. And with the help from Vegamore, get healthy, beautiful looking hair without the use of harmful chemicals. All of their products are cruelty free and never contain parabens or hormones.
You guys have heard me talk about Vegamore before on my other show and absolutely love this product. I've actually gifted this to a couple of people because I loved it so much. Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health. The GRO Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit works together to create visibly thicker hair and improve hair from the roots. You just massage this shampoo into your scalp for 60 seconds and then you follow up with conditioner. It's as simple as that. Having Vegamore as my go-to shampoo and conditioner is a game changer for my overall hair health. And I think that you guys should also try it. So with Vegamore, there is no risk when trying because they have a 90-day money-back guarantee. But with 91% of customers saying that they saw visibly thicker hair with Vegamore in just 3 months, you guys are not going to want to run out. Don't let the damage of the past hold your hair back. See your hair's full potential with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/coffeecombos and use code Coffee Combos to save 20% on your first order. That's vegamore.com/coffeecombos. Code Coffee Combos to save 20% at vegamore.com/coffeecombos.
Can we talk about travel for a second? Because I think Lindsay and I are traveling so much this year and we have Away suitcases. Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. And they started with the perfect suitcase crafted with features that make travel more seamless, which is exactly what I need because Y'all know I fly by the seat of my pants. And so now, even when the familiar looks different, you can count on a Waze range of essentials to solve the real travel problems when you take your next trip.
I absolutely love my Way luggage. I have several pieces from them and it's my favorite. I think it's so great. All of Away suitcases are built to last with durable exteriors and can withstand even the roughest of baggage handlers. And we have all had experience there. And I can attest that Away is the best luggage that I've ever traveled with through the airport. Every suitcase comes with an interior organization system that includes a built-in compression pad to help you pack more in and a hidden and removable laundry bag that separates your dirty clothes. I hate putting dirty clothes on my clean clothes, so I love this. And a TSA approved combination lock keeps all your belongings safe. And I just think they're so cute and also so functional. And when I'm buying something and I'm spending money, I'm like, okay, I need to think about the functionality of the product, and Away meets all of my needs.
I love that. So you guys can take the product out on the road, live with it, travel with it, even get lost with it for 100 days. If you decide that this product's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that period. No ifs, ands, or asterisks. Away offers free returns and shipping on any order within the contiguous US, Europe, Canada, and Australia. Start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases, at awaytravel.com/coffee. That's awaytravel.com/coffee. Okay, so Kristen, you're ready to take over the bullshit?
I'm going to do my best. Hi.
So I saw this little like meme thing on Facebook, and it was an old wine rack, and they now use it for dildos. And it says, when you quit drinking but still own a wine rack. And I sent it to boyfriend, and he said, not doing that. Just, he didn't say like, you're not doing that, we're not doing that. He just said not doing that.
He's not with the bullshit. He is not with bullshit. And I know exactly where you found that at. That was in the Coffee Combos fan group.
Why does it look like there's a fucking asparagus on there?
Maybe it's a special kind of dildo.
That's really disturbing. I just want to also remind our listeners right now that my dog is in this office. So if y'all hear him, he's not feeling well and just wants to be next to me. So I did give him like a little treat that he's playing with. So if y'all hear him, I apologize, but I need him next to me. So
I'm going to post this picture on Instagram when this episode comes out. There's a cob of corn. There is an asparagus. Look at the picture again. There's a corn on the cob. There's asparagus. That is in fact asparagus. And then there's a carrot and an eggplant.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
This is a very eclectic.
I like how like two of them kind of look like funfetti.
What's the one that has like the big opening?
It's probably like a clit licker.
Yeah, but that's huge.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't judge. Some people have wide set, you know, pride.
No, 1000%. I'm right there with them. But I'm so intrigued. Kale, do you think you could fill this wine rack with all of yours?
Yes, I could. Easily.
You never counted how many you had.
I didn't, but I definitely have over 30.
Whoa. Okay.
They haven't been used in a while, so it's been a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, that leads me to my next thing. Everyone wants, you know, an update on Kale's mental health journey since we're closing out Mental Health Awareness Month.
Well, I felt pretty okay for like the last week. I feel good enough to like do stuff, but not like depression still sucks the fun out of everything. Like I still don't know that I'm having like a fun time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like you're okay to like probably do your day to day, but you don't actually want to do anything.
Yeah. Like I feel okay enough to get up out of bed where like before I just wanted to sleep all day and I really couldn't function. So now that I've been on the meds for like 6 weeks, maybe even a little more now, you know, I'm feeling better. But not, I wouldn't say that I'm feeling like good. I did my makeup my hair and my makeup yesterday. And so it's just like the small wins that I'm like, okay, I have enough in me to be able to do what I need to do. And then I'm just hoping like over the summer and just continuing to take my meds, it's going to just, you know, I'm going to get better and better over time. I definitely think that I want to have more conversations with my kids about this, because my kids are asking questions about depression and, you know, being lazy and what the difference is. And I said, some people, you know, and I told my therapist this too, I said, I want to do these things. Like, I want to go into a grocery store and like be okay. And like, you know what I mean? Where I've been doing Instacart and things like that. Where like lazy is more like people don't feel bad about, like, people who are lazy, they don't care to do the stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, they're good just laying there and they don't want to do anything.
Right. And so that's what I was, you know, talking to my therapist about. And so that's what I was trying to talk to the kids about, because they didn't really understand. They weren't calling me lazy, but they were just like, you know, what you're describing about depression sounds like just laziness. And I was like, yeah, sometimes I said, but you know, depression presents itself very differently in different people. And so I just want to keep the conversation going outside of, you know, Mental Health Awareness Month, mental health here and there. Like, I just want to keep it going because I definitely think it presents itself very differently in different people. And so I want my kids to be kind of aware of it.
Well, I think it's so super important because, you know, there's obviously, they say there is like a connection. I don't know if it's like genetic or whatever way it ends up happening with depression. So like, it's good that they know about it now. And I think that there's a huge stigma around depression where a lot of people don't come forward because they don't want to be called lazy.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of me having depression is I get nervous that like boyfriend or Natalie or you like think that I'm lazy instead of like, no, I want to go out and do stuff. I want to do things, but sometimes I just can't.
Right. No, I think it's really good to have that conversation with the kids. And I mean, speaking from my experience, like my parents never talked to me about mental health. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
The first time I heard about mental health, honestly, was probably I was like graduating high school, going into college.
Yeah. I don't know when I like first, I did an evaluation, you know, when I was a kid or whatever. And then I did another one as an adult and they were like, you're not bipolar or whatever. My mom is diagnosed bipolar. Actually read something in a group or it might've been on Twitter, which Twitter is like so unhealthy, but they were asking me, are you sure you're not bipolar? And I'm like, I'm positive. Like at this point I have gone through multiple professionals, multiple evaluations. Like I'm not bipolar and I don't really know why someone would think that, but that's why it's important to talk about these things and to, if you do need a second opinion, to go get them, because you know, there is still a chance of being misdiagnosed, but when you see like multiple, professionals and stuff that kind of come to the same conclusion, I think, you know, just knowing the difference between the different disorders and things like that.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's definitely important to seek professional help. I mean, you step on TikTok and I swear you come off thinking that, you know, you have ADHD, you're like, I have all kinds of stuff after watching enough TikTok in the middle of the night and you're like self-diagnosing and it's just not.
I do think that I have ADHD.
I've said that for a long time. Like I would not be surprised, but they say that they do, like they're really able to coexist, or ADHD can present as depression in a lot of people. They are easily misdiagnosed. There's some type of link with PCOS and depression and anxiety and ADHD also.
Oh, well, so, my therapist did tell me that a lot of ADHD symptoms overlap with depression symptoms.
Yeah.
So it's possible, but I'll worry about that at another time. I'm focused on just getting through this depression part and then we'll figure out next steps. But yeah, other than that, that's really my update.
Awesome. So we were talking yesterday about Courtney and Travis, the wedding, and you said you had a lot of thoughts.
So I do have a lot of thoughts on this. I saw the pictures. Obviously, this is not my life and not my thing, but as a consumer of what they're putting out there, and I do keep up with the Kardashians sometimes, the whole like aesthetic of the wedding is a no from me. And I do think that she's going to have some regrets about it not being timeless. And it's not, I don't know. It just, it feels very just like not her. And I look back on my wedding, which was in what, 2013?
Yeah.
2013. I got married in 2012, I think, but my wedding was in 2013. And I look back and I was like, purple and gray. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I literally picked purple, like of all, because the whole thing is like, you want your wedding to be timeless. You don't want, and I just feel like she's going to look back and she's going to regret the one time that, you know, she's getting married. And that's what, you know, they looked like the Addams Family.
I saw the pictures and I was like, there's no fucking way this is real. I was so confused between like the bridesmaids dresses with like the floral print. And then just I was so confused. I was so confused. And I'm like, this is not giving me first wedding vibes.
It just felt very, I don't know. I want to support Kravis. But I also feel like at this point, is it just like lust and publicity?
I just like don't even know. It's concerning to see somebody, unless the only thing you can think is that the stuff she's been putting out for years was not actually her, and this is the real her, or she's evolved, like her, everything about her has now evolved, and she all of a sudden loves the gothic vibes and everything like this. So one of the things that's been being put out for a long time is not her. I just don't know which one. It feels very much like the newest thing is not her, but maybe it was the other way around. Maybe this is her vibe and she was faking it the rest of the time.
I don't think so. I think, and then someone said something to me about, I guess one of the kids was, maybe Penelope was complaining about their PDA and always kissing and stuff.
I didn't hear that, but like everybody comments about their PDA. Like there was just a thing. If I'm not mistaken, that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox did like an interview thing and they were asked about it. And she was saying like, they're like magnetic. So like, they're always touching and like, no one can ever get in there to like talk to them.
Yeah,
so no one really talks to them that much. And I was like, I've just never felt that way about somebody. So like, I love my husband, obviously, but I don't need to touch him all the time.
And were none of the guys invited, like none of the significant others were invited, or did they just not go? Like Pete wasn't there, Corey wasn't there, I don't think Rob was there, Tristan wasn't there, obviously Scott wasn't there. What was up with that?
I thought that was weird too when I saw Kylie's stories of her and Stormy going, but then I was kind of like, well, maybe, you know, she's got the baby at home, so maybe that's why.
Okay, she so Alexa, went solo. Alexa texted and said, Penelope and Rain were complaining about the PDA. Kendall's boyfriend was there, which I don't even know who she's dating. And then Pete had his last SNL episode. Okay, so everyone, but what about Corey and Rob? But then again, Rob, I don't even think he stayed for Kim's full wedding, if at all, right?
Doesn't he have social anxiety or something?
Oh, I have no idea.
And that's why he doesn't. Like
I thought it was his weight. He didn't want to go out because of his weight is what I thought it was.
I think it was that for a while, but then didn't he lose weight?
I have no idea. I guess I don't keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. I don't keep up that well, but I did think it was weird that it was just the girls that went. I was glad that they all did go because at first I was like, huh, I wonder if there's some that are not going to go.
I'm not. I don't have siblings, but if I did, I wouldn't want to get married if one of them wasn't going to be there.
I mean, I have a brother, but he didn't come to my wedding. So
actually, none of my family came to my – I had one aunt at my wedding. My aunt from my dad's side came, and I had only met her like one time before that, so – or maybe twice before that. So her and her kids were the only family members I had. But
interesting.
You know, siblings are different. I feel like they're like your built-in best friends. Like, I would be so upset if one of my kids got married and one of my other kids wasn't there.
It's so interesting to me. And anybody who can answer this would be great. So, like, you didn't grow up with your siblings. So, you're like, it's like built-in best friends. I had a brother and we don't talk. So, I'm like, If you have siblings, do you look at them as built-in best friends, or are you sick of them? And if you don't have siblings and you don't know what that's like, do you just assume that it's like the greatest thing in the world?
I think most of the siblings that I know of, like most siblings that I'm around, are best friends. And so I just naturally think that
that's every. Yeah. That's interesting.
Let's be real for 1 second. Actually, we're real all the time, but keeping up with your kids' growth spurts and changing styles is a super challenge, especially when you have multiples who are completely different. Creed is, he's about to be 2 and just like literally growing like a weed. I feel like I have to buy him new shoes and clothes every single month because it's just insane how fast they grow. But that's where Stitch Fix comes into play for me. Not only do I not have to take all 4 of my kids to the store to go try things on and look at clothes, I can just go online, select things that I think my kids would wear or that they would like, or my older 2 can help me. And really, Stitch Fix Kids is the effortless way to get clothes that fit your, you know, your kids and the price range. And items start at just $10.
I am a mom of 1 and I also love Stitch Fix. I think it's so great. And the kids actually love it too when they get the boxes and see the different clothing items that they get. Jackson's at an age where he loves wearing new stuff, and I'm sure a ton of moms can relate to that. And with your feedback and input, Stitch Fix learns about your kids' taste, sending styles to suit their unique personality. So if you have a toddler all the way to picky tweens, Stitch Fix Kids has growth spurts taken care of with sizes 2T to 18. Your kid can try on pieces at home before you buy, which I also love because I hate going in the dressing rooms. You just keep what they love and send back the rest. Plus, shipping returns and exchanges are always free. There's no subscription required, so you can simply order a refresh as needed, or you can set it and forget it with regular seasonal fixes, and you're in control. So you guys can try today at stitchfix.com/combos, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your kid's fix. That's stitchfix.com/combos for 25% off when you keep everything in your kid's fix. stitchfix.com/combos.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second. I want to talk to you guys about Bodyguards. I got a bunch of new phone cases and I'm absolutely obsessed. I've gone through way too many phones and finally found the perfect case that are slim and pocket friendly, but also keep my phone safe, even if I drop them at 8 feet, 10 feet, or even freaking 12 feet.
Okay, so these cases are so awesome, and I am a habitual case changer. I love to have a new vibe going on, you know, like when you're taking your selfies and stuff. It's just like, I need a new case. So if you guys are one of those people and you like to change them out all the time, I also ordered a ton of different colors for summer. I seasonally change out my phone cases, and like Kiel said, they're slim, pocket friendly. I hate a bulky case and have tons of colors and styles to choose from. And since they're all designed by the Bodyguards team in the US, they're built for both protection and style in mind. Bodyguards just launched a new screen protector called Pure 3. It's their 3rd generation screen protector, and it makes your phone screen 5 times stronger. It also is made with recycled glass, so it's the most sustainable screen protector on the market. When you buy from Bodyguards, a portion of your purchases supports their charity foundation called Relief Haven, which gives back to the local community as well as abroad to help children in Africa escape child labor and gain education and self-reliance. And if you guys listen to the show regularly, you guys know that we love a good give back.
So if you guys go to bodyguards.com/coffee, you can protect your phone today. That's bodyguards with a Z at the end, .com/coffee to start protecting your valuable phone today. BODYGUARDZ.com/coffee.
You have to open up this TikTok that's on this doc because I already saw it when I put it in here. This was sent in by multiple people.
Okay.
To me, to the Coffee Combos Instagram, just everywhere. And I was dying. I don't know if you're ready for this.
Oh, my cooter knows she got the vocals of fucking Celine Dion. We're about to sing My Heart Goes On. We're gonna do the part that goes, ready? We're gonna do this part. Ready? Okay, cooter, take it away. Here we go. It's a big one.
Yeah.
You fucking killed that shit. Oh my.
Oh my fucking gosh. What the actual fuck? I have no words. I'm immediately sending this to Bone and Quay because you know they can queef on command. So I'm immediately sending this to them. I don't understand how people find out that they can do this. And also the fact that she like mouths the words as her queefs are singing. I just like, do you practice this? Like, do you, because once you start queefing, you like pretty much queef all day.
So, like, I just want to know, I know Bone and Quay can do it on command, but can they make it sing?
Because I'm just here for the comments right now. They're saying, I'm distraught at the fact that you can pitch them. And that has 16,000 likes. Celine DeQueef. Someone said it choked a bit on that last note, but 10 out of 10. What the fuck is wrong with these people? I literally can't, like, I have no words. I have absolutely
Everybody kept
no
sending it, but, like, you know how on Instagram it just says the link and you can't see it in, like, the DMs?
Yeah.
So I copy and pasted it, and I'm like, what could they possibly be sending? Thinking it's something about murder. No. It was just a singing vagine. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I can't.
It was definitely interesting. And the fact that it came to my personal Instagram, I was like, oh boy. All right.
Oh, our kitty gang is going to track us down to talk about this stuff at any cost.
They find you everywhere. Remember the one that found my number when we were in California?
Yeah, that was like extra. That was like too much. Like
that was way, not okay. Way too much. Like,
please do not look please up never my friend's phone numbers.
Do that ever again. That being said, you want to tell us about what happened to Mello and his little foul play?
Oh my God, y'all. Okay, so Mello, Romy, Creed, whatever nickname you guys prefer. He is truly turning into like an angel baby. Like me and him are bonding. We're closer than ever. It feels really great, right? So in the mornings, we're super happy to see each other. And I don't know, our relationship is just, it's thriving. So I go up to his room to get him out of his crib in the morning. And sometimes he escapes on his own and sometimes he doesn't. And this morning, he did not escape on his own, but he decided to take off his diaper with shit in it. And thank God they were solid turds because there was turds on the floor and in the crib. And I was just so flabbergasted because it was our regular wake up time. It's not like he was in there longer or over, like it was just such a weird, like, why are you doing this? Like, why did you do this? But yeah, he also just loves to be naked in general, which is the same way that Lux was. So he, during the day, like on a regular day, he'll come up to me or Natalie and be like off, and he wants to take all of his clothes off. So, including his diaper. So, I mean, I guess it's not like too crazy, but also like he's never done that before. So I was like, I'm not ready for this.
I just want to know why he's capable of having solid turds and you're not.
Right. Like, where are my solid turds? Because I would like to – my asshole was burning so bad last night. Like, after I, like, shit liquid, I was like, my asshole hurts. Like, I'm about to put Desitin on it. But
the amount of DMs we have gotten about your shitting problem and people being highly concerned. Like, we have the people who are regularly concerned, like – she should probably get that checked out or here's some vitamins that I take or whatever, whatever, down to like, she needs to go immediately. This happened to me or my grandma or my sister or my whatever. And they had stage 3 colon cancer. And I was like, this escalated very quickly.
Wait, like what are the signs of colon cancer? Do I need to Google them?
Well, we probably should. Colon cancer symptoms.
Oh my God. I'm scared.
This is like why you're not supposed to WebMD anything. Okay. Constipation, diarrhea, or other changes in bowel habits. Blood in stool or rectal bleeding.
Okay, I don't have that.
abdominal pain or cramps.
Don't have that.
A sensation that your bowel hasn't emptied completely.
Okay, have that sometimes.
Fatigue, weakness, or reduced energy level.
Oh my God, maybe I don't have depression.
And unexplained weight loss.
Well, I'm not losing weight. I'm gaining weight. So that's definitely not one of my symptoms.
You gasped, I gasped, and then you were like, no, JK, my weight's not going down.
I should definitely still see someone, but I only have like a couple of those symptoms, so I'm not super, super concerned. Also, diarrhea is a side effect. Constipation and diarrhea are both side effects of Zoloft. So, and also just not having, I will say though, I think that my body and the universe are telling me something because I have just been wanting and craving whole, like fresh foods. Like I'm not a fruit person. Anyone who knows me knows I'm not a fruit person. I don't really like fruit, but I have been craving fresh vegetables and fruits.
Well, they say that a lot of cravings come from your body telling you you need something that you're not
right.
getting.
So I will say that I think like the universe and my body is like, okay, Kale, we're making changes. And so I haven't really wanted, like, I don't want to snack on just like random shit. Like yesterday, my snack was almonds. And it's not like I was like, oh, I'm going to wake up on Monday and I'm going to eat better and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It was just like, it's like my mind is just doing it. You know what I mean?
Which is, I feel like super, super helpful when your mind's already on that page and you're not trying to convince yourself.
Right.
To like get there. But I think, yeah, I mean, you've been on basically living and surviving on an all carb and caffeine diet for years. So
it's about that fucking time I get my shit together.
I think it's about time that your body wants some, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Kristen, when I die and you write my eulogy, what are you going to be like, her life was a shit show, figuratively and literally?
I mean, I'm definitely not going to be like, her smile lit up the room.
You're going to be like, her shit stories caused lots of laughter.
It's going to be completely different. Like, if you got murdered and I had to get you an ID channel special, well, one, the rule is it has to be like a 2-day. It can't be
it
like
has
a,
to be like a full production.
Yeah. Can't just be like a 15-minute, you
listen,
know.
Even if I die by natural causes, I still want you to get me an ID special that's like, was it foul play?
I mean, then just make sure you die a little suspicious.
Okay, because I need like Morbid Podcast and Crime Junkies. Like, I need the whole nine. I need an ID special. I need episodes on these murder podcasts. Like, the whole thing. You know, the whole nine. That's how I'm going out.
We'll have to make it really suspect.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like that will happen.
Let's hope not.
But I need you to – I want my eulogy to be really funny. Like, don't ever be like, oh, her laugh was contagious and everyone loved her. I want it to be like people really hated her. But her podcast listeners really enjoyed her shit stories. Like, I really want it to be true to me, you know?
Yeah. No, I can do that for you. I mean, if I die before you, you're fucked. But
– yeah, absolutely. You die, I die, we're both fucking dying because I can't go on.
Oh my God. Well, while you're talking about healthy stuff, some listeners wrote in some questions and they were wondering like about how to just make the decision to like change to healthy lifestyle habits, and you're eating better. I started working out a little bit. I feel like
you know what? It's so hard because I feel like when we're like, okay, Monday we're going to start. And then we don't start and then it turns into next Monday. Or maybe we start and then it just falls off. I feel like it needs to be, and I don't know because I'm no fucking expert, but like small changes that you notice that start to make you feel better. Like, yes. I just ate a cup of raspberries and while I was sitting here and I was just like, okay, like I feel good about that decision. This morning I was like, do I want this chocolate chip muffin? And then I was like, no, I want a banana with peanut butter. And like, I felt good about the decision. And so but like later, if I want to eat something, like I'm going to make chicken bacon Alfredo, I'm not going to feel bad about it. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's all about balance and not holding myself to like this like unsustainable like expectation to just like eat right away. Like, I feel like making small changes is like better.
I would agree. I mean, everything in baby steps, I feel like, becomes more sustainable than trying to do an entire lifestyle overhaul and thinking that you're going to stick to it from day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that like sets you up for failure, but I'm down. I like the small change thing. Like, I just started walking. And like before, I used to make fun of walking. So I'm like, nothing's going to happen from walking or biking or whatever. But like, I feel good after I do it. So whatever.
Yeah, no, I think if you feel good, and honestly, if you're used to, because you work in your office, and then if you're not taking like steps, like your movement is at zero, and then all of a sudden you start taking 5,000 steps, there eventually you're going to see a change.
Right, right.
Even if it's a small change, they say that the small changes are more sustainable and they last longer.
Well, and I'm doing it for just different reasons, right? Like I feel like everything is always so weight motivated. Now I'm just doing it to like, I just want to feel good and get healthier.
Right. That's it.
So
feel good,
I'm not,
get healthy.
I'm not, you know, taking down a starting weight. I'm not even taking my measurements. I'm just doing what I do. And if something changes and I notice a change, cool. If not, I noticed like I don't need my afternoon Coke so much because I'm going for a walk on my lunch break and I come back and I feel energized. So I don't need the Coke.
Period.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
just little you. Stuff.
I hear you. Little small changes go the long way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Peloton. You might not feel motivated to get up and get moving. That's been me for like the past 6 weeks, but Peloton will have you covered. So you can do workout classes on your own schedule. You can do anything from a 5-minute workout to, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. It's kind of like all on your pace, on your time. I absolutely love it. I have the Peloton Bike Plus. They have a team of world-class instructors ready to motivate you 24/7. They're highly trained fitness pros who motivate you through every workout, whether you're a regular at the gym or someone who's new getting back into working out, which is me. Whatever your fitness level is, Peloton instructors don't just teach, they motivate. So you're going to feel good after every single workout, no matter how long or short.
And I love that it just seamlessly fits into your life. I know that schedules can get kind of crazy, and this just completely eliminates having scheduling issues, in my opinion. So if you're looking for a 10-minute upper body stretch between calls or a 40-minute run before bed, Peloton works with your schedule, whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, plus you'll never have an awkward encounter at the locker room again. So right now is the perfect time to try out Peloton. The Peloton Bike Plus is now $500 less. It's best price yet, including free delivery and setup. And there are more game-changing prices available on the original Peloton bike and Peloton tread. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
All right. So when you're a kid, every birthday is a big deal. So mom and dad, treat it like it is. When it comes time to invite family and friends and your kids' friends to a birthday party, use Evite.
Evite offers thousands of free invitation templates for every birthday theme, all fully customizable. So you can choose a design created by their community of professional artists or upload your own unique design. So from princess and unicorn parties to superhero and dinosaur celebrations, Evite has hand illustrated invitation for every little one. Summer pool party, bowling alley, or bounce house, Evite offers free and premium online birthday invitations to complement all kinds of kids' birthday party activities. It takes just a few minutes to create and send invitations to everyone on your guest list. And I can tell you, I used to not do it this way, and now I do, and I will never go back to doing it any other way. It just is so simple, and everything is also still so cute. And I love that parents can RSVP for themselves and their kids, and you'll get the RSV tracking in real time, set up what to bring list, gift options, and you can link an Amazon or Target gift registry to your invite for guests to use too, which I think is super cool. And Evite even has tips and tricks for pulling off a kid's birthday party. And maybe the best part, you won't stress over whether your kid passed invitations to their friends at school.
Make your little one's birthday party the big deal it is. Find amazing, beautiful, one-of-a-kind designs in minutes for free. Head over to evite.com/coffee. That's evite.com/coffee. evite.com/coffee.
We had another one that I think you can speak to. It says, how traumas from past relationships come to light when starting a new healthy relationship, and the fear of messing it up from anxiety.
Okay, I do struggle with this, and I don't know if anyone else can relate, but I have always like read memes and stuff or read things on the internet, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, Twitter, and it's like, don't take out what your ex did on me, like in the new relationship. And like, I never really understood it until it was like the trust issues. So like, for example, I was with someone that was just a habitual cheater. Like, that's all he did in all his free time. It doesn't matter if he really did go do what he said he was going to do. He also cheated while he was doing what he said he was going to do. And so then when I moved on to my next relationship, well, it didn't really come up because I felt very, like, I just trust, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of, like, an example. I guess
I would say, like, you certain things trigger you. Like, you still get triggered. So, like, if someone might be gone too long, then you think that they should be gone, or you think they're being suspicious with their phone. Like, those things are, like, mm-hmm. huge red flags to you and, like, make you we've all seen it, you know? Like, you went through what you went through, and then now it's like anytime something might be a little suspect, you might take it to the next degree before yeah. even knowing what's going on, because you're like, I don't want to go through this again. Hard stop.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I mean, even in the relationship that I have right now, in like the very, very beginning, it was like we had both just got out of relationships. And I just want to clear that up while we're on this subject. I saw some posts on the internet or whatever saying that, you know, I cheated with, you know, him and he cheated with me, but nobody cheated. We both ended our relationships, our prior relationships. And actually he ended his relationship with his ex way before I ended mine. Nobody cheated on anyone. So I do understand the way that the timing was and how we met was, you know, whatever, but nobody cheated. So that is a rumor. It is completely false. But I will say in the very beginning, that was a concern of mine, because I was like, well, if your ex is calling you or stalking my shit, which she was, you're still giving her a reason. And he was like, no, but based on my last relationship, that is what was happening. Right. So yeah. Yeah. But I'm like completely beyond. Yeah. So I'm completely moved on from that. But, I don't know. Has that happened to you, or do you feel like that hasn't really happened?
No, it definitely has happened. So my ex was a drug addict, and there's a lot of stuff, like, you know, from your mom with alcohol. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that comes with being with an addict, all kinds of like triggers, I would say, abuse, whatever. And when I got into the relationship with Corey, everything was a red flag to me. Because I was just so traumatized by
And that was
everything.
Like years apart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I dated my ex when I was 17 till I was almost 19. And then I didn't get together with Corey until I met him when I was 18. And then we didn't get together to start dating till I was 21, 22. Yeah, 21. And I was still traumatized. Like, I didn't seriously date anybody in between, because I was just so mind fucked. So it took me a long time. And like, there's still stuff that I unpack in therapy that I didn't realize was stemming from that relationship.
Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah. Because I thought like, oh, okay. Like, it's done. It's over with. I've moved on. I'm married. I'm whatever. And I don't think about the ex anymore. But like, some of that shit still lingers.
Right.
So I think it's so normal. And just like, maybe if you feel like it's happening in a current relationship and you feel like there might not be a reason for it to be happening, like, maybe this person isn't giving you a reason, but it's just like a feeling that you have or an anxiety you have from past shit, go to therapy. There's literally mm-hmm. no harm in talking to somebody.
Agreed. I agree. I think sometimes the relationship stuff, when you don't know where it comes from and there is such a long period of time between relationships, you don't realize, like, kind of like what Kristen said, you don't realize that it maybe did stem from a past relationship. You know what's really crazy is boyfriend now, he like casually drinks, like not a big deal at all. But speaking of triggers and past relationships, not even a romantic relationship, but I don't want to smell the Corona on him because it triggers me because of my mom.
Oh, interesting.
And so it's just like,
I feel like before now, like before this, when you've been with someone who's drank, you didn't understand why it would piss you off so bad.
Right. And so
the fact that you now get it is so interesting.
But I wouldn't ever be like, you can't drink, which is what I did. I think when I was with Malik, it was like, if you're going to go get drunk, you need to go home and like go out with your friends, do whatever. And like, I don't want to be around you kind of thing where mm-hmm. now it's like, I can be around it. I just don't want to smell it.
I almost feel like though, that that's such a normal response to a trigger. Like when you get triggered, it's like you put up a hard boundary, right? Like mm-hmm. get away from me. You're trying to, it's like a survival instinct, right? You're trying to get yourself out of whatever that situation is, whether you're fight, flight, or freeze, right? Like you're going to have one of those reactions. I think now that you've been in therapy longer, you've been working on things, I think that you understand that you don't have to have such harsh boundaries mm-hmm. to be able to work with someone instead right. of almost like some, I don't want to say self-sabotaging because boundaries should never be self-sabotaging, but sometimes it can end up working out that way, right? Like I'm sure when you said that to Malik, he was probably like, what the fuck? Like I'm not doing anything wrong.
It was just like it was just a lot. But we worked it out at that time. Like he would mm-hmm. go, if he was going to drink or whatever, he'd do it with his friends. And then I would see him whenever I saw him. But, it's just so crazy how I never believed Dr. Drew. He was always the one that would tell me that your past affects your future, but I never wanted to believe it. I'm like, no, we all make, you know, we have whatever we have now and we make our own choices now and whatever, but there really is like a foundation there from when we were little or even just like teens turning into adults.
Yeah, no, definitely. And why don't you clarify for everyone, Kale, who have you actually cheated on for the class?
Okay,
just so we can get it out in the open.
Yeah, okay. So we could definitely talk about this. I cheated on Jordan with Joe. And I, depending on how you looked at the situation, I did briefly date a girl on and off. And, you know, she would probably say that I cheated on her. I didn't feel like it was a real relationship. And so I will take the L and say that I cheated on her. I'm trying to think who else. Never cheated on Javi, never cheated on Chris. I know the timeline with Malik was weird, but I never dated two people at one time. There was a time where Chris and I were done, but I still wanted to see if I could make it work. And then at this time I was trying. And then at this time I was with Malik, but I wasn't sure about, but I never cheated on him with Chris or anything. And I never cheated on Chris with Malik. That never happened. I never cheated on Malik with boyfriend now. That never happened. I have cheated in my lifetime and I am completely open to talking about it. I never cheated on Joe. Who else did I date? Did I date anyone else?
I'm trying to think.
And
that would be the same ones that would come to my mind when I'm like, who is Kale cheated on?
There have been a lot of friends that I've had, male friends that I did not sleep with that, you know, the troll pages and other, you know, I guess like publications have like posted me with. I did not necessarily sleep with all of them. I don't think I slept with any of the ones, like I've never slept with Adrian. I know that he's come up on my page and I tell him, you know, I'll always say I love him and stuff like that. I've never slept with Adrian. I've never, who else do they, I'm trying to think like who else they've posted me with that I definitely. Keith. Oh, I've never slept with Keith. and he even came on Baby Mama's No Drama and clarified that, Barely Famous. He came on Barely Famous and we clarified that, together. I didn't sleep with him. So a lot of these, you know, rumors are crazy, but I have cheated on people in my lifetime. I will admit that and I will talk about it. And, so when people say that I cheated, or I know Malik posted, someone said to him, why did you guys break up? I broke up with him. I no longer wanted to make it work. I did not love him the way that he loved me. And that is the reason why I broke up with him and no other reason. It was not because of somebody else. It was not because of lying, cheating, dishonesty, how he put on his Instagram. That is completely false. That is the conclusion that he came to on his own after. And I'm going to tell you guys why now that we're on the subject. So when I was moving into the house, into my new house, I had a furniture delivery. And I don't know if I've talked about this before, but long story short, I had called, Hot Neighbor and I was like, hey, I'm getting a furniture delivery. Can you sign for it? And he was like, I'm in another town or whatever. So I was like, fuck, okay, so I'll call Malik. So I called Malik. And when Malik got to the house, I guess Hot Neighbor also was here to, because he ended up getting here faster than Malik. So Malik thinks that I cheated on him with Hot Neighbor, but I in fact did not.
It was just bad timing.
It was, yeah. And looking back, I 1000% can understand why Malik thought that. I 1000% understand why Hot Neighbor's girlfriend thought that. We never, like, I promise you, and I feel like I have been good at owning all my shit that I have not previously wanted to own or talk about. But I never cheated on Malik with Hot Neighbor. Like, that never happened.
I can attest. I can
literally, like,
swear to that.
Yeah. I just didn't love him the way that he loved me. And I didn't, we didn't have the same goals. And also, like, I'm very, in some instances, the trolls are right when it's Kale's way or the highway. And so there was just things that he went about that I just didn't love. And I'm sure the other way around, but, we did not break up because of dishonesty or cheating or anything. So I just don't know why he said that. I think maybe he was a little butthurt, but, no, I never cheated on him, but I did cheat on Jordan. And that was a lesson learned.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for clarifying for the class. I just wanted to, like, get that out there so we can just have the roster finalized.
Yeah, and if you guys I just feel like if you guys have a question about anyone that I've slept with that maybe the trolls are circulating, just send me a DM. I'll tell you yes or no. I'm just in a place right now where I give no fucks and people are not about to make up. There's slut shaming me with people I didn't even sleep with, man. So just let me know if y'all have a question about anything and I'll just tell you yes or no.
Perfect. I swear they come up with the randomest shit.
All right, you guys, if you have a pet, you know they're part of the family, and Fuzzy knows that there's nothing that compares to coming home to a wiggle butt or waking up to soft purrs. And that's why we want to keep our pets healthy and make them as happy as they make us. This is where Fuzzy comes into play.
So if you ever spend hours Googling how to care for your pet, like me, everything from maybe like why your cat sneezes so much or what to do when your dog eats a stick of butter, you can skip crowdsourcing recommendations from forums, social media, or trial and error and get answers immediately with Fuzzy. This most recently happened with Georgia. She had diarrhea craps for days, and I was able to use Fuzzy and get all of the answers that I need. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with Fuzzy, Fuzzy is a telehealth service for pet parents that offer 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. From everyday questions to middle of the night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need through a live chat and virtual pet consultation available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Fuzzy can answer your pet questions, big and small, urgent and every day. Fuzzy can also recommend the exact right products for your pet, all which are handpicked by their established team of veterinary professionals and available at discounts exclusive to Fuzzy members. From getting your pet's diet just right to meeting their middle of the night needs to finally figuring out what makes their breath smell that way, nothing is too big or small for a quick Fuzzy call. Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/coffeecombos today to sign up. That's a free 7-day trial and access to exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/coffeecombos. Again, yourfuzzy.com/coffeecombos for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products. I'm Lindsay Chrisley. Join me for The Southern Tea. It's a weekly heart-to-heart from this Southern girl and boy mom who's just trying to navigate life. Nothing is off limits. I talk about it all. Life, career, family, motherhood, faith, and everything in between. It's an ongoing conversation, and I can promise you one thing. I'm spilling tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. So listen to and follow The Southern Tea now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The last thing they sent in that they wanted you to touch on was bullying in school and why has it gotten so bad? And I was like, this is perfect for you right now.
Isaac, actually Joe tried calling me while we've been recording and I said, recording, is everything okay? And he said, yeah, something happened at school yesterday. So I'm like, what the fuck? And actually one of my friends sent me a video of two girls fighting in seventh grade. And one of them was her daughter. And I was sick to my stomach. Sick yeah, to you my sent fucking me that, stomach.
And I don't have kids and I wanted to throw up.
I texted her this morning and I'm checking on them. And I just can't believe that in seventh grade, because I'm thinking back to myself in seventh grade. And in seventh grade, nobody was thinking about fighting. Like, it probably wasn't until like high school. And so I don't know if it's like this TikTok, Instagram. And so, you know, we've talked about before, you don't get to turn the bullying off, where when we were kids, you kind of did because we didn't have these types of social media. And so I don't know if it's just more prevalent because it never stops. But I also saw, I didn't see it. My friend showed it to me. Well, I did see it. My friend showed it to me. She's a teacher at one of the schools in the district that my kids go. And she showed me an Instagram account that one of the students made of like rating the teachers, rating the kids, how ugly, how cute, what they're wearing, like being very judgmental and like posting them to like humiliate them and stuff. And I just don't understand like where that comes from.
I mean, you've been the one to explain it to me that like certain things we're not like born with them, right? So it's typically learned at home or within our home environment. Or, I mean, I don't remember picking up any type of like judgmental behaviors at school. I feel like anything that I learned in that regard came from my home and my family. So it's like, is this something their family is doing? Do they have an older sibling at home that's doing this stuff? Like what? I just was not worried about stuff like this when I was in school. And it's so sad because I just feel like it just gets worse and worse and worse. And I don't know if it's because we are adults now and we pay attention to it and we know the lasting effects of bullying, that it feels worse. But like, I just don't remember this shit when I was in school.
I know it's always happened. It's always been going on. I just think that it's more severe. Like, what am I trying to say? Like the bullying techniques are more significant now. They're more severe now.
Yeah. Like it used to be like, yo, you got made fun of for people wearing your shoes. Now there's like seventh graders ripping each other's hair out. Like it's sad. And I don't think that the schools are doing enough.
But it's weird because my friend who teaches at the high school, she said that in high school, it's really the middle school. And I don't know if it's maybe just our area, like just our district, but she said that in, the middle school is really hard. And then once you get to high school, she said they're all very inclusive. She said that some of the girls will wear like super, super platform shoes and fishnet stockings and cat ears and nobody bats an eye. Nobody looks twice. And even, you know, the gay and lesbian LGBTQ plus community at the high school, like everyone is so nice to each other and very, accepting. So I don't know if it's just middle school years or what.
Interesting.
Yeah. But she said that like they are even really nice to the special needs kids and there's none of that in the high school. She said it's really hard in middle school.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Like the puberty, trying to figure yourself out. And but bullying shouldn't be part of that. And so I don't know. Like, I don't know what the reasoning is. I wish I did.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then we will finish out this episode with some foul plays.
Can't wait.
Okay, so we have the first one says, this is a different kind of foul play for foul behavior, LOL. From the May 19th podcast, I have to share a story. I have an acquaintance of mine that was married and had filed for divorce because her husband was having an affair with her sister. The affair had been going on for some time and even dated back to titty pics before he was married to the sister. 3 years after the divorce, the ex-husband is still dating and living with the ex-wife's sister. The ex-wife and ex-husband share a child together, and it has to call the aunt mom when he's at the dad's house. So are you the aunt or the stepmom or auntie mom? To make matters worse, the ex-wife is not allowed to bring her new fiancé around the family because the sister always has the ex-husband around the family and they love him. These are situations that you would think would be on Jerry Springer, and they're definitely what the fuck moments. Love the podcast.
What?
Whoa. That's a lot to unpack there.
Okay. First of all, the child calling the aunt mom when the child is there is so fucked up and foul.
I just, like, how are you going to confuse a kid like that?
How are you not thinking about what that's going to do to the kid when they are an adult?
That's the sister who's dating the ex-husband, like, how the family's condoning that is insane to me.
I just, like, I understand, like, when you know, but, like, also for me personally, yeah, like, I'm going to pick a different person, you know, like, it sucks. And that's, like, obviously not something that you want to do when you're in love with someone. But, like, if it's going to mess with the kids or make it uncomfortable for entire family, like, I just don't think I would do it. I mean, I don't know because I've never been in that situation, but hearing this story specifically makes me feel like I would never do that.
Well, and just, to why get married to the first sister anyway? Because this was going on before they even got married.
So why even, right? So why even
get married? What was the point? Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Maybe that's like an ego thing or like a,
maybe
like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Very odd. Okay. So we have the second one. If foul play is still a thing, I've got a little one for you. So I was visiting my grandma one day at her nursing home. I was at the front desk when I heard a lady screaming at the top of her lungs. No one was around and I'm a nurse, so I go to see what's wrong and I see a tall man near her air conditioner. As I got a little closer, I noticed that he was squatting down. I was trying to console the lady when I noticed that the man was shitting in her air conditioner.
What? What?
She was losing her mind and the staff said it took weeks to get the smell out and they ultimately ended up replacing it because the woman never stopped complaining about the smell.
Oh my God. Wait, she was shitting in her air conditioner?
A guy was shitting in the grandma's air conditioner.
But why? What?
I don't know, but I'm like, was he a person, like, was he under the care of the nursing home also? Or is this a worker shitting in the air conditioner? Is this a random guy shitting in it? Like, why are you shitting in an air conditioner? What kind of air conditioner was this that you were able to just take a shit in?
I just, like, don't understand. I just, like, don't, like, how do you shit in an air conditioner? Like, how does that, like, what occurs? Like, what?
I don't know. I need more information.
I need to know, like, what exactly this entails because I'm thinking of, like, a window unit and, like, I don't know how that would work, but, like, my central air in my house, like, I would have to sit on the floor and shit in one of the vents. And I just, like, don't know. Like, are you shitting in a vent? Like, what is this?
But if you're at a nursing home, most nursing homes I've ever been into, they have a bathroom in every room. So why were you just not using the bathroom?
Well, this was obviously, like, he was being spiteful.
I need more info. I need to know if this person worked there also. Like, if this person worked there or if they were a resident and, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe they had dementia or something.
Oh, okay. I mean, if they had dementia, then that's obviously, like, he's immediately off the hook, but also needs to be supervised immediately.
Right. Like, what was – I just need more context.
I need these people to get it together. Oh my God. Before we go, I completely forgot to bring this up. Kristen, you sent us a link in our group text, and it said, "Women sue Netflix over Our Father documentary revealing their secret." We have to touch on this really quick because yes. – first of all, it was the news outlet that first let out the quote unquote secret. Secondly, they didn't give up your identity. Like, they didn't give up your identity. So if some of the siblings come together and are willing to talk about it and share, that is their story. They should be allowed to share if they didn't identify you by name.
So, and I feel the same way. I think it's people, from what I read, it's, you know, people reaching for, I think that they're just wanting money at this point. But from what I read, they're basically trying to say that the secret was outed because they were asked to submit photos, but said that unless they gave explicit permission for their photos, their name, whatever to be used, it wouldn't be used. But I guess there's a part where they're like scanning all the photographs in the documentary. And they used photos that they're claiming they didn't give permission for them to actually use for the show. Where I'm like, if you didn't want to participate, why would you submit it in the first place?
I wonder if it'll get, like, dismissed or if Netflix will come, like,
we'll just, like, settle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But I definitely want to keep an eye on that. And I actually was interested. I was like, I wonder if Netflix is going to get sued. I feel like it's the new thing. A documentary comes out and whoever streams it is getting sued.
I just want to produce my own documentary.
What would you want it to be on?
My life.
Like before the cameras.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And I would that give would permission, cool. But I would also want to be in it, you know?
We're getting that ID channel special started early.
we're starting early. We're
going to chronicle the life of Kale Lowry.
You know what? I am important.
I tell you all the time, you're not that cool. Sorry.
I'm not. I know. My cousins will text me and be like, you're not even interesting. I'm like, I know. Okay, well, I'm going to call Joe back and see what the fuck is going on. And I really appreciate everyone listening to our bullshit every Thursday. And Kristen, thank you so much for taking over on this podcast episode.
No problem. I hope I did Lindsay justice. And if everybody can just send some good thoughts her way, I'm sure she could use them.
Yeah. Like she said earlier in the episode, uplifting thoughts if you don't pray, prayers if you do. Very, very, very much appreciated. And just Lindsay, if you're listening, we're sending you all the love and support.
Yes. And thanks for sticking with us, kitty gang.
See y'all.
Bye.